If you're a Packers fan, would you rather see him win this season or next year? Well, this season, of course. Well, as the official proud window partners of Titletown, Pella of Wisconsin can make it so you win dough this season too. While so many others are saying, wait till next year to have your leaky, stuck, or squeaky windows and doors replaced, Pella of Wisconsin can have your new windows installed in as little as 8 weeks. Why shiver like you're in the huddle at Lambeau Field in January when you can be home all cozy and warm, surrounded by family and friends and Pella Windows. Plus, 555 is back. Get up to 5 years, no interest, in 5 months, no first payment. And if you order at your initial appointment, even up to 5% same-day order savings. Set your consultation today at PellaWI.com/radio. PellaWI.com/radio. Or call 855-PELLA-WI. 855-PELLA-WI. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details.
Where does one find consistent conservatism? Let us think. Hey, you don't have to think too hard. Let me just break it to you here, okay? All right. This is the Regular Joe Show.
Welcome back. Joe Giganti, your Regular Joe here with you. So I gave you those four headlines, right? And they're all about, which, I mean, you know, you got to pay attention if there's really a shortage or there's just so many people that are in the hospital right now. So, all right, the winner out of these four articles, believe it or not, is the Post-Crescent, because it was in their second paragraph. They're the only one to get to it this quickly. It's in their second paragraph of the story, which they said that the shortage is attributed largely to a fatigued and short-staffed workforce. Now, even there, they're trying to kind of shade it a certain degree. WPR, they go well into their article is 3 pages printed, and you get to the bottom of the second page before they actually go and talk about the fact that really what's driving the shortage isn't a lack of physical beds. It's a lack of physical human beings to take care of the people in those beds. Demographic winter. Remember that conversation? And people laughed at me when I brought that up. So there's that. They go a long way on this one. Now, WTAQ, our own flagship station, they also get an award right in their first page of their story. They talk about, again, that according to the CEO of ThetaCare, that they're in need of 200 additional employees. He said retirements, lack of interest in the field, some burnout are contributing to that. But this is a workforce shortage issue. But all these headlines make you think it's because everyone's getting sick and there's just too many people. Well, if you're 200 people short on your staff, well, then, yeah, I mean, you could get overrun. But by the way, for the physical numbers, let's see, one of these articles actually gave it. I believe it is that 17 people, no, excuse me, 13, I was too high. 13 people are in intensive care right now in the Fox Valley. There's 75 total COVID patients in the Fox Valley. 13 of them are in intensive care. So just to give you some numbers, oh, by the way, some other quick numbers, and I'll get back to the phones after this, on this pandemic of the unvaccinated. In 2020, the peak active cases here in the U.S. was 9,034,460. It's a lot, right? The number of people vaccinated was 0%. None. Nada. Here in 2021, the peak active cases is now at 9.243 million. So that is 209,000, roughly 209,000 more than the peak in 2020. Oh, that's bad. What's the key difference? 71% of the people are vaccinated in this country. That's the number according to the stats. So explain to me how the peak number of cases has gone up by 209,000 people when, if you just get the jab, it's supposed to solve all this. 2020, no one had the jab. Now, 71% of people do. Huh. Doesn't make sense, does it?
This is the Regular Joe Show.